Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about our good friend Rick Lepsinger back on the show. Rick is president of On Point Consulting, the author of, co-author of a number of books, including a book he wrote with Gary Yuko called Flexible Leadership and a new book, which I'll get him to remind us about in just a few minutes. He's our good friend. He's here to talk to us about something I don't think we've ever talked about before. Rick Lepsinger, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And the new book, remind us of the new book.
It's Closing the Execution Gap, How Great Leaders and Their Companies Get Results.
There you go. Rick, one of the things you've been working on a lot lately is something you call the matrix, the characteristics of a matrix. Now, matrix is a term that I use fairly often. It's a handy term. It's a handy tool, the matrix. Yep. But when I think of an organization, when I think of a functioning, you know, organization, teams, that kind of thing, I don't typically think of the term matrix. Tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, I think a matrix is characterized by a number of different things. I mean, whether it's a large business or a small business, it's not unusual for someone to have more than one boss, where they have a functional boss, but they may also have an administrative boss or a project team boss,
right,
or the idea of having shared responsibility or shared resources or the need to work across department boundaries in order to get work done. And this whole idea of a matrix get the organization closer to the end user, and it's intended to add efficiency and enable the organization to be more responsive.
So when we think of you're helping me out here a lot. So when I think of an organizational hierarchy, it's typically two-dimensional.
Right.
And what you're talking about is something that's more three-dimensional, aren't you?
Yeah, and it also goes across functions or across processes.
Yeah.
So rather than being sort of vertical in a silo kind of a way, a matrix tends to cut across either divisions or departments or functions, and the objective is to get these individuals to coordinate and to collaborate,
right,
in order to better serve an end user or a particular market.
Do you know what you just described, Rick? You just described a small business.
Yeah.
Not so much a big business, because the bigger the big business, the more two-dimensional the hierarchy is.
Right.
But regardless of that, if you're in a small business, if you walk into a small business where there are 4 or 14 people, you know, everybody works. I mean, the owner may work for one of the employees on some jobs.
Right.
Exactly. You're talking about a three-dimensional matrix. You're talking about a cube, basically, aren't you?
Yeah, a cube is one way to think about it. And I think the real issue here is that you're looking for people not to necessarily have, you know, strong loyalty or a strong focus on their particular function or group.
No silos.
Rather focus on a shared outcome or a shared target or a shared customer.
Right. That's one thing. One thing you don't see too much in small businesses, you don't see a lot of silos, do you?
Well, not if they're working well. But again, you know, you can have groups of people who get very territorial.
That happens.
The marketing people believe this is the way it has to be done.
Right.
And also, when certain groups are measured according to certain metrics, that may get in the way of facilitating cooperation.
Like when the salespeople are compensated in one direction, and the service people are motivated in another direction.
Right.
If those two groups aren't aligned in their motivation, you got a problem.
Right, even though they're supposed to cooperate in order to better service the customer.
They're both serving the same customer.
Right.
And I've seen that happen before.
Put them in a different direction.
I've seen that happen before. I've seen conflicts among teams that wound up, the customer wound up losing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's more common than not. And again, it's not that we set, you know, because we're told that putting metrics in place is a good thing, and it is a good thing. But sometimes you get that unintentional conflict between groups, and it's the metrics that are sort of pushing them in that direction.
I like your idea of matrix. And I'm also getting a vision of three-dimensional chess here a little bit too, Rick. Hey, Rick, give us your
website. And that vision can help you get how complex
absolutely.
It can be sometimes.
We're going to talk about this matrix some more, folks. I think he's onto something here for you and me. Tony Till, Rick, give us your website too, please.
It's On Point Consulting, LLC.
Closing the Execution Gap. That's the brand new book. Rick Lepsinger and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.